Thanks for tuning in to Coffee with the Missionary. Now go grab yourself a cup and we'll get started. Hey everybody, before we get started, I just wanted to let you hear from Adriana. I want to give her a shout out for some photos that you've been seeing on our social media and let her explain the story behind why we chose the way that we did to take the photos. So here's Adriana.
So this is my first time ever talking on a podcast or anything like that. But so we took the pictures a couple days ago, and I thought it would be a good idea to take a desk out there and just get a little bit of the scenery from PNG so that you guys can get a little taste of Papua New Guinea, and of course the coffee too, because that's the whole thing around this, so I thought that'd be a good idea. But yeah, it was a fun experience to take those pictures, and yeah.
We really appreciate everything that our kids do here in PNG. Adriana taking those pictures, that's been a great blessing. She has some great ideas of what we can do to, you know, get our photography up and going. She got a pretty nice camera before we left America, and she's been doing some photos, videos, things like that. She started her own YouTube channel. That's pretty cool. And I'd like to also give a shout out to Ezekiel for all that he's done. He's created our ALJC PNG logo. He's also created our Coffee with the Missionary logo. It's really cool that my kids are able to do the things that they are. It's exciting to see them being used here and know that they're sharpening their skills and their talents while they're here in Papua New Guinea. Ezekiel, he's also done some preaching, things like that. It's wonderful to see God use them. I want to talk to you a little bit today about why we started a podcast and why we've tried to go on some different avenues here. We used to do a monthly newsletter, and that didn't really work out because MailChimp is very data heavy, and it just, even to design the email, you got to be online to do it, and you got to pull all this stuff in, upload your pictures, things like that, and it's just a mess, and it's very difficult and very data heavy. Hard to do stuff like that here because, you know, our internet's not the greatest. Our infrastructure is really bad. And some days we'll have internet, some days we won't. Some days we'll have fairly decent internet where we can at least get a call back to our kids out, things like that. Sometimes we can't even do that. I've been on the middle of phone calls with my mom and our kids several times where we'll be in the middle of a conversation and the call will just drop and there's no calling back. So it's very nice to be able to do podcasting and blogs and things like that. That way I can just type everything up, airdrop it to my phone, and then schedule it out so everything's right there and everything's done offline, and then as soon as the internet catches, it'll send it out. Newsletters, they cover a pretty broad stroke of what we have going on here, but it's hard to squeeze in a month or a quarter or half or however we do our newsletters. It's hard to squeeze everything into one, even if it is a monthly newsletter. Weekly newsletters would get kind of redundant, but if we do a podcast, we get to hear things in a different point of view and hear things that are going on here on a weekly basis that changes it up a little bit from just reading a newsletter. So we've decided to go with podcasting, social media. We got a blog that's going to have more detailed notes so that you can get more real-time updates. You know, our supporters need to know what's going on here, and that's why we chose to do this. And it's been pretty good for the most part. We started this podcast. We're on, I think this is episode 8, something like that. But you know, we've got 300 listens so far, so thank everybody for listening, and we're hoping to grow from there. But we're trying to get this more consistent, a little less traditional, I guess you could say. That way we can have this. The reason that we chose to go with the title Coffee with the Missionary, because that's exactly what this is. You know, I pour myself a hot cup of coffee and I sit down to talk to you lovely folks every single week. That's kind of how I gauge how the podcast is going, by how full my coffee cup is. You know, whenever we think about going and fellowshipping with somebody, one of the main things that I like to do is to have a cup of coffee, whether it be at the house, a restaurant, a coffee shop. Coffee is just a good thing to sit around and have a good conversation. So if you hear me take a sip or you hear me swallow or you hear something crazy like that, it's because I'm having a cup of coffee with you guys, and you know, I want it to be a good conversation. That also helps me keep a gauge on the length of the conversation. I don't always have the GarageBand app pulled up where I can see my counter, so I'll kind of gauge how long my conversation goes by a cup of coffee. So in a conversation, I usually use in my photos you'll see a little purple coffee cup, and it's 12-ounce cup. Usually takes me, if I'm talking, it'll take me about 20 minutes to drink it. So that's usually how I kind of gauge how these podcasts are going, how long they are. So you know, if you hear me take a drink, don't think anything of it. If you hear me take a drink, you just go do the same, huh? Here we go, you guys, grab your cups, take a drink. There you go. That was that. So now you guys get to take a drink of coffee with me there. But that's kind of how I gauge this. When my coffee gets cold, the conversation's probably getting pretty cold too. If my coffee stays hot, that means that I'm moving right along and things are moving forward as planned. And you know, we want to make sure that we do that, keep things streamlined and moving forward. Occasionally, I'll have two cups. You never know. Just kind of depends. If you hear some noise in the background, my printer heads are cleaning right now. We've got three students here, and Sister Marshall teaches them in the other room, so we're constantly using our printer throughout the day. They've been on fall break, and this is their first week back. So if you hear some background noise, we got some kids in the house, we got some yard work going on outside, and we got some stuff on the printer right now. So you may hear a little bit of that going on, but you know, sometimes if we have more than one cup of coffee, it may be a little bit longer of a conversation, an interview, something like that. So just to break up the monotony, you know, of just hearing me, my plan is to have, you know, once a month minimum, to have a special guest on here to talk about some other things. We're going to have our first guest on here, I think it's the second podcast of December. Got an exciting special guest that's going to be on here. I'll let you know who it is on the day of the podcast. We're not going to put any spoilers out there, but I'm very excited. It's a very knowledgeable man of God. He's an author. He's a pastor. He's a wonderful man, and we're going to have him on here to talk a little bit about. I pretty much told him, you know, think of something that you feel comfortable talking about. Going to kind of have an open forum, but I'd really like to squeeze in some discipleship talking. So that's going to be one of our focus points during that podcast. So I want to make sure that we're able to hear from other people other than just me. You know, it can get a little overkill if you hear the same person week after week after week. Trying to keep it pretty simple here. And you know, there's no way to try to keep people from, you know, we want to make sure that people know what's going on here. We want to reach as many as we possibly can. The newsletters that we send out, they're digital anyway, so the people that get our newsletters, they're pretty tech savvy, so they can download a podcasting app and listen to our podcast. They'll still get a quarterly newsletter. They can subscribe to our blog, or they can, you know, follow us on media. That's more real time, more up to date, and a little more my style. You know, just to be honest, it's more of a personal preference, I think, with the data issues that we have. I know that some, you know, I'm not complaining. You know, some places have great internet, some places not so much. Here it's one of those not so much. So I want to make sure that you understand why we're doing this podcast, why we're doing the blogging, why we're doing these things. Just an example, our last newsletter that went out, it took me, and I usually try to start on around the 3rd. Last one that I sent out, I started it on the 3rd. I wasn't able to get it uploaded until the 21st. And then even after I got that done, by the time I got into MailChimp and everything out that like that, I got the unable to save data, you know, that gray banner that MailChimp gives you. And then after I done that, I got everything typed up, and I wasn't able to add any type of media at all. It's a little frustrating, you know, so I wanted to make sure that we were able to get to our supporters as much as we can in as many ways as we can. And the newsletter just doesn't work out very well for us. And I feel like like this is a little more personable. This is something that we can just kind of kick back, have a cup of coffee, and talk. We've got so many things going on over here. I just want to share a few things. We talked about the car last week. You know, that's one thing that we really push for on deputation. Another thing that we push for, you can hear Ezekiel playing one of them right now. He pushed really hard for some pianos while he was on deputation, and we was able to raise quite a bit of funds for that. Shout out to Victory Church there in New Albany. They really, really push for keyboards. We had a goal of buying them at $300 a piece, and they sponsored to buy 10 pianos. Little did we know when we got here with COVID and everything, the prices of everything has just skyrocketed. Our food's gone up, our fuel's gone up, pianos have gone up. So we've been able to purchase a couple so far, and we've been able to do some musical things inside some of our churches. We've got a acoustic guitar. You know, those of us from Indiana, some of us call them a flat top guitar. So we was able to get a guitar. We've got a Casio and a I believe they're both Casio. One's a floor model, piano style keyboard. The other one is just a regular keyboard there. We looked at a couple that were, you know, the cheaper models, and they were not branded. I take that back. One of them's a Yamaha. So we got a Casio and a Yamaha. But they weren't branded, and Ezekiel knows a lot more about this stuff than I do, but he said the weight of the keys, he said they just wouldn't last. So we was able to get a couple of nice pianos. We got one for our conference center that we're going to be building, and then we got another one for one of the churches we're going to be blessing them with. Another thing, if you follow us on Instagram, you've seen where we're getting ready for our conference. I posted a picture yesterday, said that I was going to let you guys know what we could fit in a Nissan Patrol. So for those of you that don't know what a Nissan Patrol is, if you take a Pathfinder, you make it a little bit bigger, that's a Nissan Patrol. It's basically a 10-seater car. You can fit three in the middle, three in the front, and three in the middle, three in the back, and then there's two jumper seats in the back that fold down two on each side. So we can fit quite a bit in there. The most we've ever had in there as far as people go, we had like 14 people in there one time for a church service. But yesterday we really, really pushed the limits on this vehicle. We had some stuff on the roof rack. We had some stuff that was in the back. We had stuff in the seats. We had people in there. So here's a rundown of what you can fit in a Nissan Patrol when you're in a pinch and you have a conference coming up. Conference starts this coming Wednesday. I'll be preaching Friday morning, and we're excited to see what God's going to do there, what we're going to have going on. But here's what we was able to fit in our Nissan Patrol. So we have a roof rack that holds quite a bit. We have the back, and then we have all of the seating that I was just telling you about. So here's the numbers. We had five people inside. So five people. Had two in the front, had three in the back. We had 2 5-foot tall PA speakers. We had 2 4-foot tall PA speakers. The 5-footers were on top, 4-footers were in the back. We had 1 9-channel soundboard. It was able to squeeze in between me and the passenger in the front. 1 6-channel soundboard was able to put in the same place. We had 50 pounds of flowers that we wrapped up in a tarp and just threw those in the back of the car. They were in the very back there. We also had 1 66-key keyboard that we was able to squeeze in between the two speakers on the top. We had 5 microphones. We had a 12-piece drum set. So we put the bass drum and the toms on the top. We put the snare and all the cymbals in the back with the drummer stool and all of the hardware for that. We was able to fit all of that inside there. We had 5 microphone stands. Like I said, we had the drummer stool. We had 16 of the Rubbermaid plastic chairs. We had 10 audio cables. We had 1 acoustic guitar, 1 bass guitar, 1 rotating fan, you know, the fairly decent sized ones that we all have in our house, the pedestal fans, not the one that sets low, but the floor one that stands up about 3.5 feet. We had one of those in there. We had 10 4-foot light fixtures, which are the fluorescent light fixtures. We had 4 2-foot light fixtures, and we had 14 fluorescent light bulbs. So if you was ever wondering how much you can squeeze into one of these cars, man, you can get a lot in there. You know, we squeezed it in tight. We also had our bags for all of the guys. You know, one guy had a backpack, another guy had a backpack, and another guy had a sling bag. So we had quite a bit in there. It was pretty tight, but you know what? We have a conference to prepare for, and we done it. We was able to get everything out there safe and sound. We stayed dry. The church that we was going to, the funny thing is we had all this stuff in the car, and we're going down this old coffee road is what we call it, which is just a dirt road that it isn't the best. You know, we go down this road pretty often to get out to Cow Mountain. Go across this bridge that's about the width of a car, but it's got siding on it, so you're good to go there. You don't have to worry about that one too much. But whenever you get to the top of it, you kind of ramp up because it's so worn out. You get to the other side, the front end kind of slams down on the ground when you get to the other side because it's all wallered out there too. You get to another little land bridge where it's about the width of a car and it's a straight drop on each side. And then you got another one of those, and then you go down this mountain and you come across the river. Well, we get to the river and it'd been raining all day, so the river's moving pretty good. Normally it's about halfway up the tires when we go across this river. And this time it was all the way up the tires. We hit our exhaust. We got steam rolling everywhere, you know. We're going through trying to get this stuff across here. And we get to the other side of the river, and from where the river was up, it had washed some of the rocks out on the other side. And when we got to the other side where those rocks were, we was at about a 45 degree angle there, trying to go up, had all the stuff on, tires are wet, rocks are wet, we're slipping and sliding everywhere. We've got all this equipment, and we finally get up this mountain, get up to the top of the mountain, and there had been a, we call them a Dyna truck here, it's pretty much just a big flatbed truck that had gone up there and rutted the road out, so we got to experience that. But thank the Lord, we made it to our final destination. We was able to get everything set up, get everything ready to go there, and ready for our conference here in the Western Highlands. So we're excited about that. Make sure that you check us out on our social media. All of our interview podcasts will be on our YouTube channel. Eventually, we're going to put them all on there, but that's going to be a little while down the road. We have our Facebook page, Coffee with the Missionary, that you can listen to our podcast directly from Facebook. I know a lot of people, you know, they like to just stream things, and you're able to do that there. You can check us out on Instagram. We now have a blog on Blogspot. It's Coffee with the Missionary, so check that out. And, you know, there's ways to give. You can go to anchor.com. Find out how to support us. Just click the link in our description here. You can also go to PayPal. Our email is marshallministries@aol.com. Please consider partnering up with us monthly. God bless you. We'll talk to you next week. My coffee's getting a little cold, so I'm going to let you all go. I still have about a quarter of a cup here. I don't want to keep you on here for another 10 minutes just rambling on. Thank you for your understanding of why we're doing what we're doing. And thank you for your continued prayers and support. Y'all be blessed. Thank you for listening to Coffee with the Missionary. Please don't forget to rate, review, subscribe to this podcast, follow us on social media, and go to anchor.com to find out how to support us monthly. God bless.